Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you the latest league leaders and the standings in the association, and also we'll give you the schedule for the most important upcoming games in the NBA. So stay tuned. It's going to be a fun show. I want to start off with talking about my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about LeBron James. LeBron has had so many accomplishments throughout his storied career, and he continues to just achieve milestones year in and year out. This past week, LeBron became the first player in NBA history to reach 40,000 career points. That's right, LeBron becomes the first player in NBA history to score over 40,000 points. And I tell you one thing, LeBron has done it all. He's won championships. He's won Olympic gold medals. He's been a league MVP, multiple All-Star games. I mean, he's done it all. Rookie of the Year, and now another milestone as he becomes the first player in NBA history to score over 40,000 points in a career. So LeBron becomes the first player to be a member of the 40,000 point club. And again, it's a testament to one thing that comes to my mind when I think of LeBron is longevity. We know about all the greats like Michael Jordan, rest in peace Kobe Bryant, rest in peace Bill Russell, also with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, all of those gentlemen are on that Mount Rushmore. And you got to put LeBron up there as well. So when I think of LeBron James, the first thing that comes to my mind is longevity. I mean, he's been playing in the NBA since the age of 18. We followed his career in high school, when his high school games were being covered on cable television, and we saw that transition from high school to the NBA, first stint with the Cleveland Cavaliers, then going over to the Miami Heat, then returning to Cleveland, and currently playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. So we watched LeBron grow before our very eyes. We watched LeBron have failures, disappointments, but we've also seen him reach the highest of the highs, winning NBA championships, also achieving milestones such as becoming the NBA's all-time leading scorer, and now recently becoming the first player in NBA history to score over 40,000 points in a career. And again, he can play as long as he wants. I mean, one thing I think about LeBron, as I stated earlier, the longevity. He's been playing since the age of 18. Number two, just the commitment to his body. There's a report that said that he spends over $1 million a year on his body, and you can really tell just throughout the years how he's just continued to keep himself in shape, hitting the quote-unquote latter stages of his career, whatever that is. But LeBron, again, number one, longevity. Number two, paying attention to his body and just making sure that he stays on top of it in terms of his health. And then number three, his skill set. Now, LeBron James, built like a Mack truck, running like a gazelle. That's LeBron in a nutshell. When I first saw him, I was like, wow, this guy is uniquely built. I mean, he's built like a football player, but he's running like a gazelle out there, and not just with his solid post-up game, but also solid shooting, a good rebounder, a decent defender, but the guy's just a cut above the rest. And just, I mean, there really are no limits to what he can do. And certainly, we want to congratulate LeBron James, becoming the first player in NBA history to score over 40,000 points in a career. And certainly, when will he hang it up? I honestly don't see it happening anytime soon, but LeBron has been doing it, continue to doing it, and let's just say I don't see him hanging it up in the foreseeable future. My next storyline is going to be the New Orleans Pelicans. So as this show is airing, the Pelicans have been on a roll so far in the month of March. They have won three in a row. Zion Williamson has played well. Brandon Ingram has looked amazing. How about Trey Murphy coming off the bench and being very productive, knocking down some major shots? Jonas Valanciunas has been effective in the rebounding department. How about the defense when you have guys like a Jose Alvarado and a Herb Jones? Also, too, you can't forget about the likes of a Najee Marshall. Najee Marshall's played very well as of late. C.J. McCollum's looked really good. And as I stated earlier, the defenders with Jose Alvarado and Herb Jones, they have played well. And Willie Green, has done a fantastic job this year as the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans, and I think he should deserve strong consideration for Coach of the Year honors this year. The Pelicans have been very quiet. The Pelicans have snuck up very quietly in the standings so far as we wind down the regular season and try to make that push for the postseason and the play-in tournament. But New Orleans, I still consider them to be a dark horse in the Western Conference, a team that can be, as I stated earlier, it could be a dark horse, a team that could disrupt someone's playoff hopes if they get them, in, whoever plays them in the first round. It would be definitely interesting, but New Orleans has been on a roll right now, and kudos to them and kudos to Willie Green and that organization for what they're currently doing in the league. And my last storyline is going to be SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. MVP candidates, Jason Tatum, Nikola Jokic. Also, you could put Giannis Antetokounmpo in the mix as well, Kawhi Leonard, and you got to put Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in there in the mix as well. Oklahoma City played very well this year. Also, you want to add, you can add Anthony Edwards to that MVP race as well. But my MVP candidate this year, I think it's going to go to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, Oklahoma City this year came out of nowhere. They came out of nowhere, and they played some terrific ball really for most of this year. So as this show is airing in the month of March so far, Oklahoma City is 3-1. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has just been phenomenal. March the 3rd, the Thunder beat the Phoenix Suns. Shai scored 35 points. The following night, March the 4th, despite losing to the Los Angeles Lakers, SGA scored 20 points. March the 6th, big win over the Portland Trailblazers. SGA scored 37 points. And then on March the 8th against the Miami Heat, SGA would score 37 points yet again. This guy is really phenomenal. I always say that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander represents the rising stars of the NBA. You have rising stars like a Victor Wembanyama, a Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, just to name a few. And you can add Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to the mix as well. And if anybody, and Anthony Edwards as well, one of the guys that can carry the torch whenever LeBron or Steph decide to hang it up, which I don't think it will be anytime soon. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is definitely capable of doing that. Not big on words, but he's definitely about the action. And he's been about that action for quite a while now since he's been playing in the NBA, specifically being with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So again, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, definitely strong consideration for this year's MVP race. He's been consistent all year long, and definitely he deserves some props on what he's doing with the Oklahoma City Thunder. All right, some news and notes to pass along to you. The Minnesota Timberwolves announced that Karl Anthony Towns will undergo surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee, and he's going to be reevaluated in a month. This is according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, and it's expected that Towns could return early in the Western Conference playoffs. That's a big loss because Minnesota, I mentioned about Oklahoma City having a great season, but Minnesota's had a phenomenal year this year with Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, and of course Karl Anthony Towns. And when you lose somebody like Towns, that's very tough. And I know Naz Reid has carried the load for them, but man, you lose Cat like that is very tough. But if there's some good news to this, the good news is that they expect him to return early in the Western Conference playoffs, but a tough blow for the Minnesota Timberwolves again. Karl Anthony Towns will have surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee, and they'll reevaluate him in about a month. So hopefully Anthony Edwards and company can hold down the fort until Cat can come back for the early part of the playoff run. Also continuing with injuries, LeBron James had some soreness in his ankle. He suffered it in the loss to the Sacramento Kings this past week. And, you know, if you know about LeBron, I mentioned him earlier, his commitment not just to his health but physical fitness and the amount of money he spends on his body. Again, LeBron having soreness in his left ankle, it's going to be a day-to-day situation with him. Listen, he's been there, done that, and continues to do that. So whatever he comes back, we know when LeBron will be back. He knows his body. He knows the situation. We know that LeBron has had issues with his ankles for really much of his career, but If anybody knows about being a champion and just having that intensity, that's LeBron James. So, again, it's going to be a day-to-day situation with LeBron in terms of the severe soreness in his left ankle. And let's stay with ankles for a moment. Steph Curry, this past Thursday, he rolled his ankle in the loss to the Chicago Bulls in a close game. And I talked about LeBron, but you got to talk about Steph as well, right? Steph Curry, again, they're going to monitor him. It's going to be a day-to-day situation with him. Ankle's real sore. They're going to treat it, and they'll take it day-to-day with Steph. And losing him is devastating. I mean, they have Draymond Green. Andrew Wiggins is back. You've got Brandon Podziemski. Jonathan Kuminga's been playing well. Klay Thompson, the other Splash brother. But losing Steph, however many games he's going to be out, it's going to be devastating. And hopefully they can have him back just before it's time to figure out who's going to be in the play-in tournament or who's going to get those playoff spots. And certainly that's just a tough deal. Again, with LeBron, it's tough. But with Steph, you know it's also tough as well. And when you think about the guys that have carried the league for almost the last decade, LeBron James and, of course, Steph Curry. So, again, Steph Curry is expected to miss some time. He's going to be day-to-day after rolling his left ankle. Rolling his right ankle late in the game this past Thursday against the Chicago Bulls. So the Warriors are going to have to do some things and try to rearrange some things in order to get some games going so they can stay alive in hopes of getting one of those play-in spots in the play-in tournament. All right, so that takes care of the news and notes, and now it's time to give you the league leaders in the NBA. Let's start off with points per game. The current leading scorer in the NBA is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 34 points per game. Coming in at number two, representing the Oklahoma City Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, where he's averaging 31 points per game. Coming in at number three from the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. And tied for fourth, Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns and Donovan Mitchell, representing the Cleveland Cavaliers. The next category that we have is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one, Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. He's averaging 13 rebounds a game. Coming in at number two, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tied for third, Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And in fifth, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number one, Daniel Gafford from the Dallas Mavericks. He's shooting 69% from the field. Coming in at number two from the Toronto Raptors, Jakob Poeltl. Number three, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number four, representing the Los Angeles Clippers, Ivica Zubac. And coming at number five, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. Next category is going to be assists per game. At number one, Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging over 11 assists per game. At number two, from the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young. At number three, that Luka Doncic. At number four, Nikola Jokic. And at number five, Domantas Sabonis. Next category is going to be steals per game. At number one, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At number two, from the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox. At number three, Donovan Mitchell. At number four, representing the Portland Trail Blazers, Matisse Thybulle from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five, from the Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number one, Victor Wembanyama from the San Antonio Spurs. He's averaging 3 blocks per game. At number two, from the Utah Jazz, Walker Kessler. At number three, Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Chet Holmgren from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And at number five, Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. Next category that we have is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one, Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors. At number two, Luka Doncic. At number three, Dante DiVincenzo from the New York Knicks. At number four, Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors. And at number five, Bogdan Bogdanovic, representing the Atlanta Hawks. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one, Grayson Allen from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting 47% from the field. Coming in at number two, Luke Kennard from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's shooting 46% from three-point range. At number three, Norman Powell from the Los Angeles Clippers. At number four, Jalen Williams from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And at number five, Aaron Nesmith from the Indiana Pacers. Next category, free throw percentage. At number one, Damian Lillard from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's shooting 92% from the free throw line. At number two, Stephen Curry. At number three, Bogdan Bogdanovic. At number four, Klay Thompson. And at number five, Anfernee Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers. And then the last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one, leading the league in minutes played, DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls. He's averaging almost 38 minutes a game. At number two, Luka Doncic. Tied for third, Miles Bridges from the Charlotte Hornets and Tyrese Maxey from the Philadelphia 76ers. And in fifth, Kevin Durant. And it takes care of your league leaders and the association. Let's move over now to the current standings in the NBA. And I tell you, it's getting tight, not just in the East, but, you know, the Western Conference. Hey, it's always been a dogfight, and it's never a dull moment. So now it's time to give you the current standings in the association. In the Eastern Conference, the number one seed currently are the Boston Celtics. They have a record of 48-14. Coming in at number two, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have a record of 41-22. Coming in third, the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 41-23. Coming in fourth, the New York Knicks with a record of 37-26. Coming in fifth, the Orlando Magic. They have a record of 37-27. Coming in sixth are the Miami Heat with a record of 35-28. Followed in seventh place are the Philadelphia 76ers. In eighth place, the Indiana Pacers. Coming in ninth currently, the Chicago Bulls. And in 10th place are the Atlanta Hawks. And then you have the Brooklyn Nets in 11th, followed by the Toronto Raptors in 12th, followed by Charlotte, Detroit, and then the worst record in the Eastern Conference belongs to the Washington Wizards. Let's move over now to the Western Conference, where it's always been a dogfight. Currently in first place, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have a record of 44-19. Followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have a record 44-20. The defending champion Denver Nuggets are currently in third place with a record of 43-20. Followed in fourth by the Los Angeles Clippers with a record of 40-21. The New Orleans Pelicans are currently fifth with a record of 38-25. In sixth place are the Phoenix Suns with a record of 37-26. Followed in seventh by the Sacramento Kings. In eighth belonging to the Dallas Mavericks. In ninth place, the Los Angeles Lakers. And in tenth place are the Golden State Warriors. Followed in 11th by the Houston Rockets. In 12th, the Utah Jazz. Followed by Memphis, Portland, and in San Antonio is last in the West. And that takes care of your current standings in the association. All right, now let's just give you a brief breakdown of the most important games that's going to be coming up in the NBA. Let's start off with Sunday, March the 10th, where we've got a big one between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Clippers. The stars are going to be out. Giannis, Kawhi, PG-13, James Harden, Ivica Zubac, gosh, Brooke Lopez, the list goes on. Damian Lillard, this is going to be a competitive game. I'm not saying this could be the matchup, but this could be a preview of this year's NBA Finals. We'll see about that. Also, some big games coming up. We got the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Atlanta Hawks. Also, we got the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we got the Minnesota Timberwolves going up against the Los Angeles Lakers, and of course, a great one with the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the New York Knicks. And then on Monday, March the 11th, we got a good one between the Phoenix Suns and the Cleveland Cavaliers, followed by the Dallas Mavericks and the Chicago Bulls. And then we've got the Toronto Raptors going up against the Denver Nuggets. Tuesday, March the 12th, big game between Philly and New York. Also, we've got a good one between Boston and Utah, followed by the Timberwolves and the Clippers, and then the Bucks and the Kings. And then on Wednesday, March the 13th, got a rematch of last year's NBA Finals between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. Very close game when they played last week. Will this be a repeat of what happened in Denver, or will Miami get revenge in this game? You know the names, right? Jimmy Butler, also Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, just to name a few, Caleb Martin, but you know about Jamal Murray, you know about Michael Porter Jr. Oh, and there's a guy from Serbia named Nikola Jokic. He's still one of the best in the business. So that should be an intriguing matchup, a rematch of last year's NBA Finals with the Nuggets in the Heat. This time, they're going to be playing in Miami. Also, we've got a good one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New Orleans Pelicans, followed by Golden State and Dallas. And then we've got the Battle of California with the L.A. Lakers going up against the Sacramento Kings. Thursday, March the 14th, we've got the Phoenix Suns going up against the Boston Celtics. Should be an intriguing matchup with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, just to name a few. And also, Kevin Durant. What's not to love about Kevin Durant, right? Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic has been playing really well this year for the Suns, so that should be a great matchup. Then we've got the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Chicago Bulls, followed by the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Milwaukee Bucks, and we've got the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this gives him another opportunity to improve his MVP stock in the association. On Friday, March the 14th, we got a good one between the Los Angeles Clippers and the New Orleans Pelicans. Of course, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and company heading down to the Crescent City to go up against the Pelicans with Zion Williamson, Jonas Valanciunas, and also not to mention Brandon Ingram. I think Brandon Ingram should get an MVP consideration as well. I mean, he's been quiet, very under the radar. I know he probably most likely won't win it. The award could go to SGA or maybe Jason Tatum or Nikola Jokic, but I think Ingram should get a strong MVP consideration as well. And then we've got a good one between the Atlanta Hawks and the Utah Jazz. And then on Saturday, March the 16th, great games between the New York Knicks going up against the Sacramento Kings. The Minnesota Timberwolves will square off against the Utah Jazz. And then, of course, we have the Battle of California. The Golden State Warriors going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. Steph Curry, LeBron James, they're going to do it yet again. And certainly, hopefully by this time, Steph will most likely, hopefully, he'll be up and ready to go. And his ankle will be better. Same thing for LeBron. It's always a pleasure to have watched these two players play over the years. Hopefully, we'll get treated once again to a very intriguing game between the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers, and specifically continue to see another chapter in the rivalry between Stephen Curry and LeBron James. And that takes care of the most important upcoming games for the week in the association. And before we get on out of here, I wanted to just fail to mention something in the news and notes section. New York Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson last weekend suffered a devastating knee injury against the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first quarter. Well, turns out the injury was a knee contusion, and Brunson is going to be day-to-day, so they'll monitor him, and looks like he's on the mend, and he could play any day now, but again, his status is currently day-to-day for New York Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson. The last weekend, he suffered a knee injury in the game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he was diagnosed with a knee contusion. And that takes care of that on this exciting edition of At the Rim, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson. As always, remember, so long, and you take care.
At Cox Mobile, we know you're smart and always looking for the best way to do things, like cutting onions with goggles. You also added Cox Mobile. So smart. Now you're running on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability and saving on your Cox Internet. It's ingenious, just like you. Cox Mobile, the smart way to mobile. Cox postpaid internet required. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H2023. Other restrictions apply. Learn more at cox.com/mobile.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told you." I go, "Oh, no, it's a trap, it's a trap."
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com. Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change, some restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, you can do whatever you want. And his dumb goes, told you. I go, oh, no, it's a trap, it's a trap.
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com. Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit Instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, you can do whatever you want. And his dumb goes, told you. I go, oh, no, it's a trap, it's a trap.
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com. Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply. You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, you can do whatever you want. And his dumb goes, told you. I go, oh, no, it's a trap, it's a trap.
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com. Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.